Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
God gave authority over this earth to physical human beings. And when God did that, that limited what God could do because God Himself is a spirit. John 4:24 says God is a spirit. And God gave control over this physical earth to people with physical bodies. That is the reason why Jesus had to become a man. You know, I used to ask this question all of the time. God, why did you have to send Jesus? You're God. You could have done anything. Why did you have to send your son and have him crucified and go through all of this? And of course, that's a big question with a big answer, but the short version of it is because God was a spirit and he gave control over this earth to physical human beings. God had to become a man because all of us men were corrupted. We couldn't redeem ourselves. And so God had to become a man to come down here and deal with the devil. He had to become a physical human being. And Jesus allowed God to flow through him in a way that put Satan in his place. Now Satan is a defanged foe. He can't do anything except gum you to death. All he does is lie to us and intimidate us. And Satan can't do anything to you without your consent and cooperation. And the problem is we've been consenting and cooperating more than we should. And it's through intimidation and things like this. One of the things, the very first thing that I'm trying to do here tonight is before you can start believing bigger and taking the limits off of God, you've got to recognize that you have a say in this. That God isn't going to just flow through you without your consent. You have to seek to find, and you have to seek with all of your heart. And if you don't, you limit God. If you say in your heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? God cannot kick them people out unless He has a person to flow through. God always has a person to flow through.
Amen.
And again, I say that the eyes of the Lord are here tonight, and He's looking and saying, is there anybody who will say, God, I want to be used. God, I want to reach my full potential. God, I want to be more than what I am. I don't want to be natural. I want to be supernatural. I want to walk in a power of God. I want it to be that when I die, somebody misses me. If you aren't living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. You need to be believing for something, making your life count for something. Every one of you have an influence. You know, I'm spending millions of dollars every month to be on television and do the things that I'm doing. And yet I can guarantee you every person in here has a realm of influence, people that know you and are watching you that'll never hear of me, that I'll never reach. I don't care if I was spending $10 million a month. I'll not reach people that are watching you. Every one of you is touching somebody that I can't touch. Every one of you have a realm of influence. And you know what? It's not just a matter of what's convenient for you and what's easy for you and whether or not this is going to interfere with your TV viewing schedule or not. You need to recognize that somebody's watching you and there's somebody that is under your realm of influence, that if you don't reach God's potential, if you don't do what God's called you to do, there's somebody that's going to go without the witness, without seeing the power of God in your life. Every one of you. Every one of you. There's not a person in here who's not a leader. You know how I define a leader? Somebody's got somebody following you. And you know what? Every one of you's got somebody looking at you and following you. If nothing else, they're looking at you and they're discouraged because of it. And they're following that. And it's just allowing them to fall right into it. And they're looking around and saying, well, nobody's doing anything. We need some people to stand up and start showing that, praise God, you can go against the flow. You can swim upstream. You can be different. That we can do the things that Jesus said we can do. And you've got to recognize that it doesn't happen without your participation. You, in a sense, occasion it. Here's what I'm not saying. I am not saying that you can manipulate God and make God do anything. You can't make God do anything. God is God and you aren't. But God has a plan for you that He's not going to cram down your throat. And until you stir yourself up and until you start pushing and persevering and saying, God, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want to do something significant. I want to make my life count. I want to have the abundant life that you promised me. Until you start moving in that direction, God cannot bring His perfect will to pass in your life. So in a sense, you occasion it. God's already got it planned out for you, but you have to choose to participate. You have to pursue it. It doesn't happen without your consent and cooperation. And so this is one of the very first things that the Lord spoke to me. He told me, Andrew, I've got a plan for your life that is bigger than what you've embraced. And it wasn't that I was rebellious towards it. I had embraced it. But you know, back in the beginning of my ministry when, like I told you, when I started, people stayed away from the meetings by the droves. And it just wasn't appropriate. It wasn't time. I went through 30-something years, 34 years of growing and doing some things. And it just wasn't time. And so I had to put that vision to the side because it wasn't time yet. I hadn't grown. I hadn't matured to a place where I could do it. And so it wasn't time. But I had become complacent. I'd gotten used to just everything being off in the future. I'm not saying that I wasn't seeking God and I wasn't trying to cooperate. It wasn't willing, but nonetheless, there was a complacency in my heart. And boy, January the 31st, 2002, God rang my bell. And God told me, you're limiting me. And I tell you, it made a difference. And I began to immediately confess, I'm going to do what God told me to do. And I'm going to confess it and tell anybody. I don't care who hears it. And if you don't like it, it's your problem. It's not mine. And I started speaking, and I tell you, the transformation is absolutely amazing. You know, I meant to do this at the beginning of this message, and I forgot it. But I went back and picked four areas that have changed since January of 2002 till January of 2009. And we've got some graphs on that. I don't know what order you've got those in. Who's doing this, Carol? Which one you got first? All right, here's the total number of people. This will show you in 2001, that's the year prior to when the Lord spoke to me, January 31st, we were averaging 5,500 contacts per month. In 2008, we were averaging right at 32,000 contacts per month. And that is just because I made a difference in the way I was looking at things. What's the next one? Phone calls. This shows we were averaging around 2,000 calls a month. We are now up to 19,000 calls a month. We've actually had 22,000 calls is one of the highest volumes that we've had in 1 month's time. The number of new people contacting the ministry, 961 per month in 2001, up to 4,300 per month. And of course, that's an average for 2008. We've hit, I forgot what it was, 7,000 or something back in November. And so anyway, it's going up. And then this is our revenue. We were getting less than $210,000 or around $210,000 a month in 2001. And now it takes around $1.2 million is the average for 2008. And actually, we've now gotten to a place that we have to have $1.3. And that's excluding our Bible college. Our Bible college figures aren't included in there. So we're right now probably close to $1.5 million that we have to have. And my only purpose for sharing this, it's not for any other reason except to just give you a physical proof that what I'm saying is true. I had been ministering. You know, I see Jerry and Judy Wyatt, and there's so many people here that I've known in the Phoenix area since 1980. I've been coming here nearly 30 years, and they've seen me. And man, I have ministered with everything I've got and been coming here. And yet, since 2002, it's like a bomb went off. The ministry has exploded. The number of people's lives that are being changed is just different. Every area of our ministry has changed. I think that this year we've set a record in nearly everything except, I think, the number of letters. And part of that's because people are moving away from snail mail. We're getting emails and electronic transfers and things like that. And it seems like there was one other thing, but it was... What was it? New partners. Yeah, well, we haven't set a record in that one yet. But with everything else, we have been just setting total records in every area. And I tell you what, it's amazing. And it started with me just realizing that, God, I've been limiting what you can do in my life because I'm shooting low. I was doing what God told me to do, but I wasn't doing it with the fervor and with the expectancy that it was that God wanted me to have. And you know what? I made that decision and my life has transformed. And I just want to encourage you tonight. I believe that God has brought you here. You may have come here thinking, boy, I need a healing or something else, and praise God, we are going to be praying and seeing people healed. But you know what? You need to also receive this. I believe that God put this on my heart for you. I believe that there are people here that are just like I was talking about. You're shooting at nothing and hitting it every time. And some of you are saying, oh, I wish things would be different. But you feel no ability, no responsibility to do anything about it. And so you're just praying and asking God for change, but you're keeping doing the same thing that you've been doing for decades. And you're frustrated and wondering, why doesn't anything change? I'm telling you, the change starts on the inside of you. It starts with you making a commitment and a decision.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-147 titled, It's Up to You, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me remind you that we have brand new product out entitled Don't Limit God. And this is an update of a teaching I did 7 years ago that was entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And this is an updated testimony about what God has done in my life and a real challenge to you to just start believing God for something bigger and better. We serve a supernatural, almighty God who has made His power and His ability available to us, and therefore we ought to be having a supernatural life. If your life isn't supernatural, it's superficial. Man, I mean that to encourage you, not discourage you. So please listen to our announcer and call or write and get this brand new product.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.